In 1998, John Wick and his wife Peggy bought a ranch in western Marin. As avid birders, they dreamed of turning the land into a pristine grassland habitat. In the past, the ranch had been terribly overgrazed, so as a first step, they decided to evict the cattle.
With this naive idea that we were going to create a piece of wilderness just purely by leaving it alone, we started having horrific weed infestation, and we started losing our grasslands to coyote bush.
Grasslands aren't meant to be left alone, Wick learned. They evolved in the presence of grazers like deer, elk, and in other parts of the country, buffalo. Without them, things go haywire. After trying weeding, spraying, and mowing without getting the results they wanted, John and Peggy, under the guidance of researchers they consulted, began to think about grazers.
We very slowly introduced cattle as a management tool. We've been able to shift whole fields over to native perennial species. When I walk in these fields now in the spring, they look like salads to me. There's clovers, there are flowers. We've seen an explosion in the bird population.
But they didn't stop there. As Wick learned about his land, he had a revelation. Plants work by taking carbon from the atmosphere and putting it into their roots, stems, and leaves. If managed properly, every year the plants make the soil a little healthier, a little more productive, by leaving behind carbon-rich nutrients. Pretty soon, the Marin Carbon Project was started, with the ranch as ground zero.
Our goals were to determine whether you can increase soil carbon storage, bring carbon out of the atmosphere, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions through management of rangeland.
Wendy Silver is the Marin Carbon Project's lead scientist.
It's probably the dominant cover type and land use type globally. So if we could figure out ways to increase carbon storage, even just a little bit, on these rangelands, it could potentially have a very large impact at a global scale.
They found soil carbon can be increased through grazing timing and rotation. They've also found that soil carbon can be dramatically boosted by spreading a thin layer of compost just about a centimeter thick on the ground. Spreading it just once caused the soil to take up more carbon, and the effect lasted for years. Silver suspects it will persist for decades.
Overall, we saw a gain of between 1 and 3 metric tons of carbon per hectare.
At the same time, they're reducing atmospheric greenhouse gases by preventing that compost they used from going into the landfill.
The amount of carbon that we save from not putting that in the landfill ends up being very large, somewhere between 10 and 30 metric tons of carbon.
30 metric tons? That's 66,000 pounds. The reason the offset effect is so large is because by keeping the compost out of the landfill, it didn't degrade into methane. As far as global warming is concerned, every methane molecule is worth 25 molecules of carbon dioxide. Seeing that kind of effect has changed how Wick feels about the future of the planet.
I started getting optimistic.
Wick wants to see these methods adopted around the world. And for those who would worry that they might be too expensive...
I have a couple different perspectives on that. One of them is if we don't do it, there won't be any economy anywhere.
But the steps aren't hard or expensive, and they boost soil productivity so much that Wick believes they're cost-effective.
This is just really a good thing. Everyone will win.
For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.